Proclamation number 7706 of 21st of September, 1960. Addressed to all vineyard workers. My will can take effect where I am not opposed. And my will truly guide you on the right path which will lead to the salvation of you and your fellow human beings' souls. I want you to gather together in my name. I want you, who are of the same spirit, to also recognize my will. And therefore you will also be driven from within to proclaim in my name. You shall be carried by the spirit of love and recognize yourselves as my children who are to fulfill the Father's command. You shall recognize yourselves as my servants who are tirelessly active in the Lord's vineyard because time is pressing until the harvest. But you shall shut yourselves off from the world or you will not be able to hear my voice which is drowned out by the voice of the world. In my visible guidance you should also see my love for all my children whom I want to see united in joint activity for me and my kingdom. And also pay attention to my call which sounds to you from above, for you will feel it when I address you. You will also know what I require of you. Just always give me your heart so that I can take abode in it and you will then only ever act in my presence as it is your Father's will. I want to work through you, who are without resistance to me, and you should only let yourselves be used by me as instruments. You should completely submit your will to mine, and you will feel in your heart what task I give to each one of you, because each one has to do different work according to his ability in his place where I myself have placed him. Yet you will serve me in my vineyard as servants whom the Father of the house will bless. Carry my word into all the world. Continue to pray the gospel which you receive from me in all purity and don't ask whether you will receive an earthly reward for it, for I myself reward the work for me and my kingdom and my servants will not need to suffer any hardship. But you need not work for me for the sake of reward, for then your reward will already be gone. You should be driven by love for me and love for your fellow human being who is in great spiritual hardship. For only loving activity is successful, and where selfless work is done for me and my kingdom, I myself will be there with my blessing, earthly and spiritually. And again let yourselves be addressed by me. And in intimate contact with me you will also clearly recognize my will, and you will also understand me without the audible word, for I enlighten the spirit of everyone who intimately unites with me and desires to hear my address within himself. I will always be in the midst of you where only two or three gather in my name, and you will always be able to hear words of love and grace which touch your hearts and cause them to flare up in love for me. For then I will be present to you, and my presence will also trigger love in you, because my ray of love will strike you and penetrate your hearts. I will guide you and truly lead you back to me myself again. I will gather my small flock and it will hear its shepherd's beckoning calls and gather at my feet. It will follow me wherever I lead it, for it entrusts itself to me because my sheep feel my love. Amen.